It's Friday and it's time for Stu's Reviews. Brought to you by Auto Taylor Automotive Repair Specialist. Stu Wright, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Who I like to affectionately call Little Britches. Stu Wright, right here on Pirate Radio.
Is in studio.
Hi, George.
Hang on, let me turn on your mic. Maybe you have something important to say.
Hi, George.
Hey, nice to have you, Stu.
Yeah, so, great to be here.
Got some big weather coming through, and looks like is that a little four-wheel drive something you got?
Yeah, it is. All-wheel drive Toyota RAV4.
Wow, that really looks nice. So tell us all about this 2021 Toyota RAV4 Prime XSE. All-wheel drive SUV.
Okay, I will. It's should be a Lexus. It's so loaded with equipment. Supersonic red paint on there with a black roof and all sorts of black trim cladding around the wheels and so forth. Inside black Softex upholstered interior, seats five people. Of course, a RAV4 is about the size of a Terrain. It might be just a teeny bit bigger.
Okay.
Smaller than a Yukon, 15 feet long. Weighs a couple tons because it's got that electric power in there. You said Prime XSE all-wheel drive. That's Prime means you can plug it in at the house, which I did overnight. And this morning I got up and it had 41 miles of electric power. So I came over here without belching out any exhaust. Yeah, person with a 20-mile commute could go back and forth to work every day, plug it in at night, and never turn on the engine.
Wow, that's really nice.
Like a Volt.
Yeah.
Volt four-wheel drive SUV. Big panoramic moonroof inside, power tilt and slide. It's got head-up display in the windshield, so you're looking down the road. You can see what the speed limit is and see how fast you are going. Navigation, power tailgate that you can wave your foot underneath it to get it to work. Upgraded JBL stereo with 11 speakers inside. I told you about the range on electric power. I've been getting 37.5 miles a gallon after it turns on the gas power.
That's pretty good. That's really good gas mileage.
Yeah, so you add them together, you got 550 miles.
Wow. On a tank
gear shifts, standard deals mounted on the console. It's got a CVT transmission like a Subaru might have. It doesn't shift. You can make a shift with paddle shifters on the steering column. You know, they're faux shifts. Big 19-inch gray two-tone wheels on there. With 235/55/19 Yokohamas, and that engine is peppy, 302 horsepower. That system, electric and gas.
Man, that's crazy. That's really good.
Underneath there's a 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, and then the plug-ins on one side and the gas tank spouts on the other side of the car, both on the back fenders. I backed it up to the garage and just ran the cord outside and plugged it in.
On your 110.
110, yeah. Don't need 240. You know that little Ford that was here last week? That was a 240 setup. And, of course, it'd go, what was it? 180 miles on it.
Yeah, that thing was.
Charge. Very fast.
Yeah, very fast, but no range.
Well, range kind of like the early Teslas. I think they might be up to 300 miles. Don't actually know.
This one here is 550.
Yeah, with the gas, yeah. I like that, actually. I think this is a good transition into the electric power that we're going to have down the road.
Sure.
Now, the window sticker on this 49461 surprised me a little bit when I looked at it, but it's loaded with equipment. I said it ought to be a Lexus, you know, like lane change assist and automatic pedestrian crossing stuff.
And it's a good-looking SUV out there. It almost kind of looks like a Lexus front end to it. That's really, really... Quite sharp.
Yeah, vehicle. Thumbs up. I'm enjoying it. So it's going to be nice this weekend.
Yeah, so about $50,000, you're looking payments for somewhere around $900 a month.
Need to pay cash.
You'd have to pay cash.
Do I ever say that before?
Yeah, but the lease option would probably take a couple, $200 or $300 off that, so you're probably looking at about $600-something.
And, you know, George, I don't know for sure, but there's probably a federal tax credit available since you plug it in.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
The Ford last week had a $7,500 credit. This one I didn't research before I got here, but there's got to be some credit for that.
Yeah, you'd think so. I wonder if that's is that a one-time credit, do you know, per year?
One time.
So if you
I think it might be $7,500 like a Volt. I don't know though.
I don't know how that works on a lease. I wonder how that would work on a lease.
Oh, I think they pare down the monthly payment, and they take the tax credit and keep it internal.
Maybe.
And you get a better payment. Lower payment.
Or maybe not. Maybe they just steal that money from you.
Nah, they could. It's fraud.
You think that happens?
I do not think that happens. Most people that want to buy this already checked that out.
No, no. Let's talk about that. I think them dealerships going to steal that money from you.
I don't know. Could
a buyer,
happen, huh?
I tell you what, a buyer better be careful. If there's a big federal tax credit or a state tax credit on alternate fuel vehicles, let me tell you, people, you better...
There's a storm coming.
You better make sure...
There actually is a storm coming in there.
You get that money. That them darn car dealerships don't steal that from you. Thieves. They're all thieves. Except for Kind of Garage, of course.
And Ehrlich Toyota.
You know, I don't know. They don't advertise with us, so I'd have to say they're thieves.
Oh, you're biased.
I'm going to have to say they're thieves.
Well, Kind of Garage would shoot straight. You're right.
Actually, I think they're all going to, here in Greeley anyway. You go anywhere else, they're going to steal your money. Hey, Stu, I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, you need to buy in town.
All right, here we go. Stu's Reviews. Thank you.
You've been listening to my friend, Stu Wright, Little Britches. Stu's Reviews brought to you by Otto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, located at 1011 16th Street in Greeley. Phone number 353-3401.